the sports jacket, when to wear it. Anytime you find yourself wondering what to wear to a party, a meeting, or a date, a sports coat will likely be the answer. You will know when you need to wear a suit, and likewise, know when a t-shirt and shorts are okay. Stylish and relaxed, the sports coat covers much of the vast gulf between. For most situations in an American man's life, or for those of you that are outside the U.S., the sports coat is a superb choice for composing a look that's both attractive and appropriate. Today's sports coats carry a mixed ancestry from the days when men didn't go outside their homes without a jacket and tie. In the late 19th century, the English gentleman wore a brown tweed jacket in the country to hunt foxes on horseback or shoot birds. It was back-vented. It had large slanted pockets for putting his hands or holding even ammunition. And it was very much a versatile piece made from a very hard-wearing tweed heavy fabric that kept him warm and also protected him from the elements. Now, a man in the market for a sports coat today has a wealth of options for customizing it. The jacket may retain some of the original sporting details, such as back vents and slanted pockets, or may be made with side or no vents, flap, patch, or besom slit pockets. They come in many colors and patterns of tweed, corduroy, flannel, silk, linen, seersucker, and tons of other fabrics. Really, it comes down to your imagination, what you're willing to wear, and of course, the environment in which you're going to be wearing it. But when it comes down to it, the sports jacket is a handsome, respectable garment that can go anywhere. Many men who work in offices today don't wear jackets regularly. And that's probably the big problem, is that we've gotten away from this. And so for you to make the transition to start wearing a jacket, you're going to have to buck what is commonly considered to be the norm. If this is you, and you want to start wearing one, then there are undoubtedly going to be times when you want to do a little bit better. So one of the first things I have to address whenever I'm speaking with a man about when to wear a sports coat is for him to understand that just because no one else is wearing one doesn't mean that he shouldn't. They fit in any situation in which you're going to be out and a suit is not required. So it could be a lunchtime meeting with peers or with an old friend. It could be a happy hour date. Really, it comes down to you making the decision that you want to be dressed a little bit nicer than what is considered norm and acceptable. Because, I mean, think about it. If you're listening to this, you realize that dressing sharp is going to have a strong effect on your earning potential and really what you want to get out of life. So you're going to have to understand that you're going to be a little bit different than those that choose to dress down. But the great part is a sports jacket by its very nature is never as casual or never as dressy as a suit, is more casual. And worst case, you find yourself in a situation in which you are, well, you outdress the crowd, you can simply take off the jacket and dress yourself down. So let's talk about leisure. Today's lack of established standards or dress codes for different social events leaves many men fretting about what to wear. Literally, we wish they would spell it out. And there was a time when they would put out a dress code if you were invited to an event and everyone would follow it. But now today, a lot of these dress codes are mixed and matched over. It's not actually, unless you're in the Deep South, that you're going to see a lot of these dress codes and the old traditions held to. But I can tell you at any dinner party, at any concert, at any afternoon reception, wearing a sports coat, unless a suit is required, I like to think it's a show of respect for your host and for the person that's putting in all the time and effort to make this event possible. And again, if you worry about upstaging somebody or being overdressed, the great part here is you can always take it off and then you're down to a dress shirt and slacks, which will probably be acceptable. And if you're worried about it's not going to be dressy enough, then perhaps wear a sports coat, which is a little bit darker and more of a worsted wool. And, you know, you can even wear a blazer. And by doing that, you can carry a tie with you. So throwing in with a pair of gray flannel trousers, a blazer, a white shirt with tie is just below formality of a suit. And even if most people around are wearing a suit, you would still be able to get by with that. Another common concern that I hear is, am I too young to be wearing a sports coat? A lot of gentlemen believe that if you're going to be wearing a jacket, whether it be a blazer or a sports coat, that you need to be of a certain age. I would say, and I would beg you to look at a lot of the really young style icons out there. If you look at the Jonas Brothers, you look at Justin Timberlake, anytime these guys are going out, they're finding a sports coat or sports jacket, which is, yes, it's probably a bit more casual. Maybe it's even using a bit more outlandish or a little bit flashier of a fabric. Perhaps it's completely unstructured jacket. In any case, they're maintaining these classic lines and it looks good. Mix and match it with raw denim or a type of dark jean, and you've got a look which I think is really hard to beat. And the great part is, if you're not extremely, you know, if you don't have the body of Adonis, a sports coat is always going to build up your shoulders a bit, build up your chest, and tighten around the midsection. And it's, at the end of the day, going to give you a more masculine, more mature look. All right, I could go on, but I believe I made my point. The key with wearing a sports jacket is to make sure that it fits you correctly, that you're using a classic fabric, which you're going to get a lot of miles out of. And at the end of the day, just start to wear it. Because like I mentioned, if it doesn't fit in or you feel it's too much, you can always take it off. But a lot of times you're going to find that the compliments you receive are going to ensure that you keep it on. This ends our section on the sports jacket. Now I'm going to be talking about the sports jacket versus the suit jacket. What's the difference?